Year after year, the challenge of securing critical data intensifies as the rapid adoption of trends such as cloud computing, the Internet of Things, IoT, and digital transformation increase the risk to companies' sensitive data. At the same time, threat actors take advantage of many of these same technology trends to expand the power and scale of ever more sophisticated attacks. Security teams have deployed tools, implemented processes, and hired staff to respond to new threats as they've emerged, but they're outnumbered and outgunned. But continually bolting new capabilities onto existing systems quickly creates a mess of poorly integrated tools that require a lot of scarce time, energy, and skill to use. Static processes that don't adapt to rapidly changing trends and environments, such as cloud and remote work, quickly become stale and ineffective. And security analysts are charged with a near-impossible task of triaging a never-ending deluge of security alerts, but they often receive limited training and equally limited tools. The combination of too many alerts and too little context causes security teams to lose visibility and control. Ultimately, the company becomes even more at risk as a result. Extended Detection and Response, or XDR, has emerged as a response to this complexity. XDR is a category of threat detection, investigation, and response solutions that work together across all threat vectors in a company's infrastructure, including network, endpoint, cloud, and identity, rather than just one aspect of the infrastructure. By building integration directly into the architecture, XDR tools by design deliver threat insights and recommendations that optimize how security teams operate. XDR for Dummies helps you get up to speed on the XDR category of security solutions and what it means for your company. This book consists of 5 chapters that explore the following: the current state of detection and response, including threats, limitations, and challenges, Chapter 1. What XDR is and what it isn't, Chapter 2. How XDR breaks the attack lifecycle to stop attacks, Chapter 3. Different XDR use cases, Chapter 4. Must-have XDR capabilities and features, Chapter 5. Each chapter is written to stand on its own, so if you see a topic that piques your interest, feel free to jump ahead to that chapter. You can read this book in any order that suits you, though I don't recommend upside down or backward. Foolish Assumptions. It has been said that most assumptions have outlived their usefulness, but I assume a few things nonetheless. Mainly, I assume that you work for an organization that's looking for a better way to improve the effectiveness of its security strategy, specifically its detection and response capabilities. Perhaps you're an IT executive, such as a Chief Information Security Officer, or CISO, Chief Information Officer, or CIO, or Chief Technology Officer, or CTO, or a VP or Director of Security. Or perhaps you're a network or security architect or engineer. As such, this book is written for technical readers with a general understanding of modern security operations concepts and technologies. If any of these assumptions describes you, this is the book for you. If none of these assumptions describes you, keep reading anyway. XDR is a must-know technology, and your team will thank you for becoming an expert on XDR. Icons used in this book. Throughout this book, I occasionally use special icons to call attention to important information. Here's what to expect. The Remember icon points out important information you should commit to your non-volatile memory, your gray matter, or your noggin, along with anniversaries and birthdays. If you seek to attain the 7th level of Nerdvana, perk up. The Technical Stuff icon explains the jargon beneath the jargon and is the stuff nerds are made of. Tips are appreciated, never expected, and I sure hope you'll appreciate these useful nuggets of information. These alerts point out to the stuff your mother warned you about. Well, probably not, but they do offer practical advice to help you avoid potentially costly or frustrating mistakes. Beyond the book. I can only cover so much in this short book, so if you find yourself at the end of it thinking, "Gosh, this is an amazing book. Where can I learn more?" Head to paloaltonetworks.com/cortex/cortex-xdr. I can only cover so much in this short book, so if you find yourself at the end of it thinking, "Gosh, this is an amazing book. Where can I learn more?" Head to paloaltonetworks.com/cortex/cortex-XDR.